Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, and we're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind, so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that's for you to build a big business. Now, I, along with special guests from time to time, are coaching you Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you have not done this already, go ahead and share the call with other people. They can dial in at 602-753-1848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithnicola. We are on a new series, family, and it says fear can't take you nowhere. How to conquer your fears and take your spot at the top. That is our plan, family. That is our goal, is to allow you to experience the fullness of what the network marketing industry has to offer, but through God, doing it with his principles. So therefore, you can't fail as long as you don't quit. When you know that without a shadow of a doubt, that, like, not just, you know, we hear people talk about that failure is not an option or whatever, they're making that decision. I'm talking about where you know without a shadow of a doubt that you can't fail, because God is all in your business. We're going to be coming out of the book of Psalms on today. I want you to go ahead and turn, because this right here is it was off the chain. You know how I just love the word of the Lord. And, you know, sometimes we have to be reminded. That's what the Holy Spirit is for. You got to connect. You got to be connected to the source, right? We have to be reminded about God's promises, yay and amen. And I'm going to tell you right now, there is a powerful, powerful message inside of this scripture. And it's Psalm 37, 3 through 5. We're in that passage. Psalm 37, 3 through 5, and I want you to turn there before, so that when we're prayer, we're done with prayer, you're ready to go. And so we have already kind of talked about, if you're just joining, we've been discussing that fear is very real for us, and we know that it's something that has been instilled in us, but we use it for the wrong purposes. Like, we put fear all in going to the next level, doing something major and big for our families, when we were called to do big. We were called to take dominion. We were called to multiply. So that means you're supposed to have more. When you're finished, right, when we're saying everything is done, well done, thy good and faithful servant, you're a good and faithful servant if you first were operating in faith and then you were serving. But then also you should have more than what you started with. This is the word of the Lord. I just simplify this stuff. Like, there's no way that you come in and you leave nothing. So the good man, and I always like to add, and woman, leave an inheritance for the children's children. There's no way that you came here and it wasn't for a reason, a purpose, and you're supposed to leave broken, broke. No way. So a lot of times fear, I know for one thing, it's taught, right? We're going to go deeper into that. It's taught. You learned it somewhere. You learned it somewhere. And sometimes we fear what God wants for us is not what we want for ourselves. You know, some people think that being kingdom builders or loving the Lord means that you have to be boring. Your life is boring. You gave up everything that you love. Because you love the Lord. That does not make any sense. There's no way that Jesus died for us to have life and have it more abundantly, and that means that an abundant life is boring. You can have fun without hurting people or doing things that separate yourself from God. I don't miss none of that dirt I used to be into. I don't miss none of it. I'm like, Lord, thank you that you saved me. I need you to know that our Father wants the best for us. What father don't want the best for their children? Well, you might say, well, my past experiences, maybe with my parents. I know for me, I always open up and tell you guys the challenges that I went through, you know, growing up, you know, and for nearly two decades, I was, you know, separated from my dad. We didn't talk, we didn't know we were, everything. And then, you know, Robert and I met, and it's funny enough that Robert's dad and my dad, their birthday is like one day apart, right? And I know that that is no coincidence. And so, seeing the power of God and reconciliation with my dad. And so when I was able to do that and I met my dad, I always loved my, I was a daddy's girl when I was a kid. But obviously, those two decades of going through life hardships, I had delivered children, had buried children, all those things, and dad was not there. That could probably taint your relationship with God our Father, because you start thinking like, okay, this is the father you assigned to me, or this is the mother you assigned to me, and they let me down, so you're going to let me down because you chose those parents for me. Lord, I didn't choose them. You chose them. But that's not how God works, because now when I look back and I see where I am now, I know exactly what God was doing, because he is the first father. He is our first love. And we got to turn to him and everything. And when I begin to understand, when my dad started telling me the things that he was going through in those two decades, that was God protecting us. There's no way he would have wanted our family to go through the things that my dad had done, making those different decisions. But now God is so good. My dad is like, he is like a disciple for his church. You know what I mean? Like, his life is 100% turned over to Christ, and he loves the Lord and everything. But God was like, he didn't have us go through all that treachery. So some of the things that we want for ourselves or we think we need for ourselves is God is saying, I know best. We got to begin to trust him. And so we got to go to prayer, because trusting in the Lord is something very hard for people. They don't trust people because what they think is love, or their first experience is love, or their failures with love taint their relationship with God. So they don't want to do it God's way. But I can assure you that every journey that each one of us take is on purpose. And as we draw closer to God, we begin to understand that everyone has to go through a journey. That's what qualifies you for greatness. And so we got to go to the Lord and give thanks to him and understand what this word is going to be discussing, right? Because our first scripture, go back, and hopefully you got 2 Timothy 1, 7 through 11, and you understand it. God did not give us fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. And then today we're going to have another lesson. Let's go to the Lord. Father God, we come before you. We thank you. We honor you on this day. This is the day that you've made, and we are so glad and joyous. We get another opportunity in the land of the living. Dear Lord, right now, as we allow your Holy Spirit to take full control here at Power Start Your Day, help us and remind us that none of our journeys are in vain. It's to take us closer to God and closer to our purpose, also so that we can fulfill our assignments. We thank you, oh dear Lord, that we're counting all joy, the good and the bad, the ugly. So it's preparing us, equipping us, that we can literally go and fight for the kingdom. We're thanking you, oh Father God, that all that you're doing is equipping us to go out and do great exploits in your name. That when we go out in the marketplace, they will know who sent us. We're thanking you, oh dear Lord, that we don't even have to speak a word, just our presence, because you are with us, will just be luminous unto the world when we show up. We're thanking you, oh dear Lord, for all of the people that you send us to us from the south, east, and west. We're thanking you right now that our territory is being expanded right now in the name of Jesus. We're thanking you that every household is accorded for those who have the ears to ear. They are going forward with a huge, huge purpose. They're not asking permission anymore, dear Lord, for what you've already given to them. We're honoring you, oh Father God, not only with the fruit of our lips, but even with our thoughts and all things that comes out of our heart. We're honoring you right now that you're allowing us to purify our hearts and clean our hands, that we'll never be ashamed to come before you and make our desires made known. We're humbly and boldly coming before your throne as you've given us the authority to so. We know our spot is at the top, that you will remove and sever us from anything that is obstructing, hindering, stopping us from moving forward, that's creating fear. We want to operate in the power and love and sound mind as we're taking many others with us. We'll never be ashamed of who you are, whose we are, and we ask that you seal the prayer with the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, guys, so let's hop into word real quick, and I need you to stop people already coming in the queue. Good, because you know today was discussion day for those who are in the spirit. Because when we start talking about fear, I need you to let it all out here so you can go out and make some things happen. And we're saying that we need you to learn how to conquer fear. And the word of God right here is telling you, I need you to listen very closely. Because you want to pay attention to the first few words of every verse. Psalms 37, 3 through 5. Number one, it says, trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. You know that faith is what activates God's hand. You want to replace the fear with faith. But I know you've heard that before, but did you pay attention to this? Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. How often are you delighting yourself in the Lord when you're in challenges and you're in worry? How often are you able to stop and free-heartedly spend time in the presence of the Lord? No, you think you're going to miss something. You are missing something if you're not delighting yourself in the Lord so that he can give you, it says, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Delight yourself in the Lord before he can give you the desires of your heart. But we're going to talk about that heart in a minute. And then it says, commit your way to the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. You want to take your spot at the top. That's what you want God to bring to pass. You want to be successful. But we're saying, do it God's way. It's inevitable that you're going to be successful, but it's a few things you have to do. You got to trust in the Lord, and you got to do good. You can't be out there ratchet and thinking that the Lord is just going to give you all the Shekinah glory. You're getting all these things from the Lord. You got to play by the rules of the kingdom. And then now you get to experience all the rights of the kingdom, which is success, which is being victorious, which is you're not a victim, which is you can even operate in forgiveness. I can tell you this right here, that delighting yourself in the Lord, if you're holding a lot of grudges in your heart, you're in unforgiveness, you're in a ton of things, you can't release. You too heavy, so now you're fearful because guess what? Some of the thoughts that we have towards people, some of the things that we do toward people, we're fearful that somebody going to do it back to us. Free your heart. This is what we were talking about with your prospecting. Some of you all are afraid of what people are going to say to you because of what you used to say to people who were just trying to make a living, who were just trying to go to the next level, especially your first time in network marketing. Probably were the one that you were skeptical. You had the negative things to say. You talking about selling people, they bugging people, they doing all this stuff, so you don't even want to follow up because you're thinking that people think about you the way you thought about it. But then it says, commit your way to the Lord, trust also in him. and he shall bring it to pass. As we unwrap this on today, I need you guys to pay very close attention to some things. We know that a lot of people have fear of failure. We have fear that God won't come through. Just think about it for a moment. You say, no, I know God is faithful. Well, if you know God is faithful, you should be charging out every day to go glorify his name. Yes, in business, not just on Sunday shouting in the pew. We're talking about every day. Your life should be the testament. Your life should be the testament that people should be able to see faith all over you. You are going forward in spite of. Faith means that you become unstoppable, unbreakable, unshakable. Faith means that people can see people knocking you down, and every time you get up stronger, they'll say, God, oh, it got to be God. No way, because I know when people look at my life, they say, oh, Lord, it has to be a God. That's right. That's right. That's right. Fear. Because you know what you've been doing and you think you don't deserve it. You know God can see, but some people think he can, that he don't know what's going on, that he ain't in the rooms, he don't hear the conversations. He see you, boo, he see you. But listen, if you begin to now trust in the Lord and do good starting today, and you start dwelling in his presence, and you can charge, listen, he already knew you was going to mess up because he was there when you made the decisions that wasn't favorable. But have you read your word lately? No grace. Yes, we have grace, and it's all sufficient. But you do have to pay consequence. But guess what? You can still live. For all of the stuff that we did wrong, okay, you come through us, you come through me, and we, God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we gonna make your life right. So now, I get it. Where does fear come from? I gave you the answers of how to conquer the fear. It say trust in the Lord. So you gotta delight yourself in him, and you gotta commit your way to him. When you do that, the Holy Spirit will fill you with a knowingness that you, as long as you wake up, you're supposed to go forward, keep going. And I know your fears are coming from a few places, the unknown, your past failures, or what somebody told you. Those three places are the sources of fear. Like, okay, I've never been there before. This lady keeps talking about take your spot at the top, and it's scary at the top. It looked like, you know, when we were kids, and don't turn off the lights, don't turn off the lights. I can't see. But if you're dwelling in the faithfulness of the Lord, you know that he can see, and he's making every crooked path straight. Sometimes he don't need you to see because you're not ready to see. You're not equipped enough. You don't have enough word on the inside of you for him to show you what you're going to have to go through to get to what he promised you. Family, you ain't ready to know what you got to go through to get to what he promised you. It's important that you understand that. That's why we have to replace faith with fear. Because if you knew you were going to have to go through, whether it was illness, you're going to have to go through people backstabbing you. But no, the ending result is that you're going to win now. If you knew you were going to get knocked down, if you knew that you were going to have to go through divorce, if you knew you were going to have to go through your kids, you know, being hurt, or your kids going down the wrong road, if you knew that all those things, if he showed you, say, I'm backing up. I ain't going down that road. But he said, but listen. At the end, you're going to be victorious. That's why we need faith. We got to commit ourselves to the faithfulness of the Lord. You know, we go back in what we don't know. I need you to know that your journey taking the spot at the top is not the same as when you were in your bedroom and you didn't want them to turn off lights because you thought the boogeyman was coming or you thought Candyman was coming. I don't know who the other man they got the kids nowadays, some other man I was seeing that. Come on. But what about your past failures? You say, ouch, I didn't listen to what God told me to do, or I thought I was doing the right thing and it was the wrong thing. I can't even trust my own decisions anymore because everything it seemed like I am touching, or every decision I make, it just seems like life is getting harder and harder and harder. You begin to write down everything that could go wrong, never remembering to write down and stand on the promises or what can go right. Or we go by what somebody told us, what their past experiences are. I'm going to tell you right now. When you let the Lord be total king of your life, his word comes first. Did you hear what I shared? But you got to have that relationship with God to where you're not afraid to hear what God has to tell you or do what he told you, no matter who else telling you to do something different. This is where a lot of people have the challenges when their friends and family or the people who they thought they were close to, and most times you are close to them in one area of your life, but not necessarily in the business area of your life. It doesn't mean that that doesn't have to be your parent, your cousin, your sister, your brother, your best friend, your sorority sister, all of that stuff right there, your frat brother. It doesn't mean that still important in your life if they don't condone you doing your network marketing business. There's plenty of times in our life that God will separate you to promote you. He said, I can't work on all them and you at the same time. He may be wanting to sever you from your thought process that maybe you grew up believing that it was okay to not excel in life, to not do better than you are, because you might have watched generation upon a generation doing things one way. But then he showed us the life of King David. Then he showed us the young king who didn't know he was a king yet. You don't even know exactly what God has for you yet, but he still went out there and he slayed Goliath, and all the people were scared. And because he was born, and the father didn't even know if it was really his child, he was born in a place where it was like, you know what, his mama pregnant, had all these other kids, and mama pregnant, the father said, you know what, I don't even want to have any more kids with you right now. I don't even want to contaminate you. And it was a question. So they had him all out there just slinging the sheep. But he was the king. You got to go through the mud. You got to go through the crap. When God showed us about Job, he had it all going on, and then he didn't know the conversation that the enemy had with God about him, but his faithfulness, him trusting in the Lord, he stayed steadfast, and everybody left him. Even his wife was at him, telling him, like, that's the God you all into? Look at what you're going through. Look what he allowing to happen to you. But they didn't understand. You listen to what they're saying. That you can't even hear what God is saying in your process. I wouldn't even want to tell you the things that people have said to me. And look where I am. Look how many lives I've been able to impact. People even said to me, you think your kid's really happy that you're doing all that? Do you know with me how that word was enemy, and that was somebody very close to me, and that the enemy knew that that could have been something to just stop me dead in the trap? Because after you bury three children and then you have a child that's special needs and you only now you're saying I'm living for my children versus I'm living for the Lord, that could have wrecked my whole future if I'd listened to what people were saying. And then I looked around and I said, there's folk that ain't doing well and their kids is jacked up too. So let me take my chance with God and let me keep on my assignment. And guess what? Everybody coming around. When I told the enemy, listen, you can take them all. I ain't playing with them. Ain't nothing taking me off of my game with Christ. Good morning, guys. 407, last 45119. Fear can't take you nowhere. I think it's open.
Good morning, Nicola. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Queen. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Tamika from Orlando, Florida. How are you?
Tamika, good morning. Good morning.
I just want to say, woo, you throwing fiery darts this morning.
But they come from the marble.
I know. It's all in love. And I just want to thank you again for these calls that you get up this morning as our mentor and our leader. To lead us, and not in business, but in the kingdom way, to our business. And so a lot of the time what we do is we talk about, you know, being independent, and the society promote you need to be independent, and the world say you need to be independent, and we lose who we should be dependent in, which is God. We have to be so dependent on Him, surrender to Him so that He will be able to show us where we should be going, where He could guide us where we should be going. And so I've read this verse, these verses a few times, and every time as I continue to grow, you know, in my faith, every time I read a verse and or somebody says it and they explain it differently, but depending on the season that you are in your life, you may get it and you may not get it. And so this morning, the three things that you said trust, you said do good, and you said commit. And right now, that's like the season in my life. I feel like I'm in my Gideon, you know, fight, a spiritual battle right now. And, you know, doing too much, you know, and God said, that's still too much. You need to go back. And I'm like, you know, back on my face, He's saying, that's still too much. So this morning, I'm really, it really, really, really touched me down in my soul this morning that you have to do all three of the things. You have to trust. You have to do good. You have to commit. Because if you continue to give part-time effort, you're going to continue to get part-time blessing. And so God wants us to put full-time effort so He can give us that abundance that He says we should be living in. That John 10:10 that He wants us to continue to live in as long as we're doing all three of those things. We can't leave out one of them. We have to do all three of them.
That's right. That's right. That's right. And that is the point, is that you have to do, this is why we call it out, is that you got to listen to what God is telling you you have to do. Some people will say, well, I'm going to church and that's good enough. And I go every Sunday, so that's my commitment. Or you may say, okay, well, fear. If you are fearful of things you're going through, there's no way you're trusting in the Lord. There's no way you know that He's guiding your footsteps. There's no way that you know that He is making your crooked path straight. If fear has taken over you where you can't move forward and do good, remember, it says, and do good. You serving people with your business. You're helping people change their life. You're helping people look at life in a different way. You're doing good. We got to know that people need what we have. We're not thinking about because we get a check. You get guilty. You feel guilty. No, people need what we have. Good morning, 480-7725. I love what the last caller said. Yeah, you got to do it all. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. How are you?
Hi, good morning. Your background is a little wild. We're going to roll to the next caller and come right back because your background is a little wild. Good morning, 03, last 4, 7561. Good morning. 7561. Are you there? Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I know that voice. That's Miss Nancy. Good morning to you.
Yes, it is. And I am sitting here and, you know, the things that people will say to you to break you will actually make you and elevate you. And what you said, I had a similar thing said to me. You know, why are you still working so hard? I know what my mission is, and I know what God has set in front of me, and I know how many people he wants me to help. And I'm not going to sit down on him. I'm not going to sit down on his word. And I'm going to trust. I'm going to continue to do good. And I'm going to commit to finish this mission because I know that my spot is at the top. And I know that God will take me there. And so you just keep doing what you're doing. And plenty of times people put stumbling blocks in your way, but it backfires. So I thank you for the word this morning.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Ms. Nancy. You know, people will try to inject or infringe their fears on you because maybe they've failed in their life or because they can't see the other side. They can't see those fears come from that unknown or past experiences or even what someone else told them. And so you got to realize that sometimes when God gives you your mission, he didn't tell anybody else but you. You may run across, and now I know why I've gotten prophecy of the things I was going to do in life, because there were going to be people who would tell me something different. God knew that there would be people who I would trust that would say something different. So he sent people who did not know me. I've had encounters with the Lord several times in my life where they would tell me exactly what I'm going to be doing. He even told me what I was going to be doing now. And this was like a decade ago, because he knew that there would be people to sow seeds or weeds in your dream. Good morning, 480, last 47725. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. How are you?
Hey, I'm awesome. Good morning. Your last caller. Good morning.
This is Jason out of Phoenix. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. It's a little underwater, but we can hear you, Jason. Good morning.
Well, good morning. First of all, I wanted to say I just sent a text to my team this morning.
Is this a lot better?
It's kind of breaking up a little bit. Let's try one more time. We're running out of time. Let's try one more time,
okay.
Jason.
Okay, can you hear me now? Sorry.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I just sent a text to my team this morning, you know, saying welcome to, you know, get on the call. Let's get motivated. Let's, you know, get going. And I'm telling you, some people just went off like, what in the world are you doing getting me up this morning? What are you doing trying to vote? You know, what's going on? Why are you bothering me? But I remember going through that same situation when I was told, listen to Nicola in the morning. And I was like, it is way too early. But what one thing that I've learned is, however you set your mind in the morning, that is what is going to start your day. And yes, we all have things that we do. Yes, we have work. Yes, we have school. We have other things. But when God drops something in your lap, puts something in front of your face, and he wants you to grow it, the Bible always talks about how the first part of your day, the first of everything, is what God desires, and he will bless the rest. You know, and it is exactly what, you know, we're teaching, and exactly what you're doing. And what's funny is that is the only way that I can contribute any type of success, whether it's in my marriage, whether it's in this team, whether it's in anything. It's the first part of my day and how I set my mind. Because the quietest part of the day is most of the time when people can hear, when people can listen, and when people are attentive. That's where I am, at least. You know, so everything that you're saying is just in agreement, again, of what is going on. And I thank you again for your direction, for everything that you're saying, because just like it talks in the Bible about the children that were complaining, they stayed in the wilderness, and they stayed going in circles. But when they finally listened and obeyed what Moses said to do, which direction to go, they finally made it to the promised land.
Absolutely.
We have to listen to our leaders. We have to listen to people that are being successful, because even though it may be uncomfortable now, it is going to be a blessing in the long run. We just need to be patient and get our feelings out the way, get our emotions out the way. And we may be tired, but that's how the world operates. We operate on tired. We function on tired, because later on down the road, we're going to have a higher goal and a better goal where we'll be able to function and have the life that we want, the life that God has already put in our hearts that we can see and taste. We just have to sacrifice a little just so we can be blessed a lot, because that's like the Joseph in the coat of many colors. He went through, you know, all kinds of stuff. His brothers coming against him. He was thrown in a pit. He moved up into the palace, and still the queen ripped his clothes, and he was accused. But it was only a few short years of chaos, and the rest of his life was blessed. So how many are willing to go through, you know, a little bit of uncomfortable times just so God can bless the rest of your life? You know, so I just want to, thank you.
Thank you so much, Jason. You know, you are so right. People, if they're not willing to go storm, get to the calm. And this is what I want you guys to know. Go and read the scriptures. One thing about when someone's reading the scripture to you, you need to read for yourself to see what God is ministering to your heart. And with that being said, let's go out there and make it happen. Wreck the kingdom in a big way. Take care.